on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
The book of Job is part of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament and addresses the complex question surrounding human suffering and the nature of God's justice. Job is introduced as a wealthy and upright man living in the land of Oz, known for his love and devotion to God. But there's a conjunction. A challenge arises in the heavenly realm where Satan questioned God's integrity, suggesting that he is only faithful because of his blessing. Right. So God permits Satan to test Job, leading to catastrophic losses in his life, including the death of his children, the loss of his wealth, and a severe health issue. Anybody gone through anything like that? As we think about the life of Job, Job was not a prophet. Job was not a king. Job was not even an Israelite. He was simply a man of integrity and faithfulness. One of the things that we wrestle with today is men of integrity. Because whenever the enemy finds a man of integrity, you can expect the enemy to come after him. Because the moment we put on this robe and the moment we stand in this holy place and start proclaiming an uncompromised word of God, the enemy gets rattled because we're shaking the foundations of hell. See, the enemy knows when we get up here and proclaim God's word, the hell area begins to shake because we're saving people from going there. And his objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So when we proclaim God's word, the premise down there is rocked. And the enemy does not like it when we proclaim God's word. So I shared with you, Donald, the moment you got into the ministry, you can expect trials, tribulation, and things that occurred like what happened to Job. My brothers and sisters, when we think about Job, Job was a man of integrity. He was a man who had impressed God, and God had blessed him greatly. But Job's story resonated with anyone who has faced adversity. I thought about Joseph. He faced great adversity as well, for he was put in a pit. He was, by his brothers, he was sold into slavery in Egypt, and later he was blessed and restored by God. If we examine Job, God called him a good man and upright. And there are not a lot of very good men in the Bible who can be called good. But God called Job good. Job was demonstrating one of the attributes of God, and it pleases God. So the first thing we see in the opening chapter of Job, we see Job's blessed possessions. For it reveals his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Antioch. In layman terms, Job was loaded. Job was blessed by God. He had more than enough, and because he had more than enough, he would honor God concerning his possessions. In other words, Job would thank God for what he had given him. He honored and worshiped God. When God has given you something, we are to honor God with what we have and return it back to those who are less fortunate. When we think about what God is doing, God has blessed many of us to live in nice homes and cars and 401ks and a lot of things. And we should be able to give back to our neighbors and help those who are less fortunate than us, because it is part of our stewardship. Amen. When we think about what God did, he came to serve.
Yeah.
And he showed us the concept of stewardship as we go forth and serve in this land with ministries each and every one of us have a responsibility for. My brothers and sisters, there are times that God has honored us with everything that we have. But are we blessing God with what we have?
Amen.
We have often said, what's are we placing in the collection plate? That's another story. Although Job owned a lot, but it was God who allowed him to have it all. God has and was the provider of everything that we have. The 24th division of Psalms said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hand and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Yeah.
For he said, this is the generation. There it is. This is a generation that seeks him. This is a generation that's calling upon the name of the Lord, calling upon him because he's a holy and righteous God. This is the generation that have gone through trials and tribulations. This is a generation that know how to get on our knees and say, Abba, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is his name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
We have learned something.
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, we are told how Job had so much, but God gave him all that he had. My brothers and sisters, there's nothing too big or too complicated for God to handle. In spite of all of the things that Job had, the enemy was aware of it all. When we see that he owned a lot, the enemy was preparing to take what possessions that he had and cause him to war against God. So God had equipped him. And when you are equipped, you can endure through trials and tribulation. Then we are told that Job's children were not like Job. I don't care how many degrees I have. I don't care how many seminary schools I've been to. I don't care how many college degrees I have. My children have to get there for themselves. And my children may or may not be like me. You know, preachers could have been called some bad ones. Our children have to find their way. That's why the Lord personally came for each and every one of us. We personally have to have a relationship with him. I can't get salvation for my children. So my children have to have a relationship with the one who can save and will save. Secondly, in Job 1 and 6, we see Satan attack Job's character. For it states, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The sons of God? The sons of God are heavenly beings. You do know God spoke things into existence. The heavens as well as the earth and everything that is in it. The original text said, he bara, God who create all things from non-existing things. God bara, and angels came into existence. That's the God that we serve. God speaks reality. And everything, that's the reason why he said he cannot lie. Because every word that comes from his mouth is reality. God can say, world, and the world will come into existence. Firmaments, water, and that can come into existence. Because God speaks reality. And that word is bara in the original Greek. So God barred those angels, and they had an accountability and a responsibility to God. We are told that these angels came. They are called sons of God because God made them. Can I tell something? We've all been adopted in, and we are all his children, and we one day will be his sons. Yeah. God ain't trying to judge us. God's trying to save us.
Yeah.
The problem we have is that we don't believe that he can do it. My life is so messed up. There's no way. I've even heard a man say that. I don't even think I'm going to get there. Well, you won't get there if you confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 1:9-6.
Yes.
If you confess,
with your
he, Jehovah, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, is the one that can save us from our sin. I'm shattering something today. I'm breaking those forces that try to keep us from getting what God says. I've already tried, and I've already done all that you need to be saved. When he sent his son, that was enough. Antioch. These fallen angels who were part of God's created order, but now they war against God. The same power that God gave Lucifer when he was in heaven as an authority to summon angels to worship God is the same power that he had. God didn't take no power from him. He just dropped him here from the heavenly realm to the earth. And he's still messing with God's creation. Everything God now makes, made. So he attacks Job's character. My brothers and sisters, God, knowing the temperament of Satan, he began to share things. He knew Job's character. And what God did in this process is that he said, "Have you considered my servant Job? None like him." Here's the thing. Satan knew something because he said, if you take all that stuff you gave him away from him, he'll change. What I have discovered is that angels are not omniscient. That word means all-knowing. God is omniscient, all-knowing. Angels are not omniscient because had they known what God knows, he knew he could not defeat him. So God, who is all-knowing, all-knowing, knew the outcome of the question.
Yes.
Satan knew that he was blameless, and he knew that he was upright. But he did not know the sticking power, the commitment, the dedication that was in him. So the challenge was met. Satan Antioch could not deny God's assessment.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, all right. I think it would be appropriate for us to lift in prayer the people of Japan. They suffered a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake, and at least 13 people are dead there, and they're searching for survivors. And you know, our thoughts and our prayers are with the people of Japan. It could happen to anyone. You know, these natural disasters and tragedies seem to happen with a certain frequency. And that was foretold in the Word. And so, you know, what we, you know, want to do is we want to make sure that we are the people that are the vanguards of God's Word. And we're the people that are standing in the gap for people. Amen. So let's pray for the folks in Japan. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what we got going on here. We've got the Bible quiz. And we've got some students that are sitting at the front of the class this morning. Here is the